You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast, a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Friday evening, and I hope you're ready for a nice weekend. Please be safe in whatever you do, because America's headed back in the shit. Great. Oh, my gosh, it's so nice to have an administration that doesn't give a fuck about its people and or science, you know, things like that. All they care about is money, having people go back to work regardless of the risks, have children go back to school regardless of the risk. You know, there are bigger things to worry about, right, than 130-something thousand Americans dead, like whether or not Roger Stone should be set free, which also happened tonight. You know, this guy who looks like a Batman villain and acts like one gets set free from his sentence by the quote-unquote president of the United States. So, yeah, it's America's a shitstorm, okay? Anyway. But let's think about some other better things. I had kind of bad news this week. A guy that I went to high school with died a couple of days ago. He had a massive heart attack and died. You know, he was not that old. Okay, obviously. He was overweight, though. Very overweight. He'd been overweight his entire life, so we have to bury him tomorrow. And I mean, I really wasn't that close to him. It's just kind of one of those things where it's one of those moments of like mortality where you're just like, oh, there's my phone going off. How nice. One of those mortality moments where you just go, oh, you know, people are going to start dying in your life, you know. I mean, technically speaking, I stared death right in the face 2 years ago with cancer, and so and beat it. So, you know, I've kind of been there. I was on the brink of death, basically, and survived. So, you know, I guess I'm not as torn up as my friends are. My high school friends. But anyway, so I wanted to direct your attention also to the merchandise that we've got up on the store now, the brand new store, FWAofficial.com. We've already made some sales, so that's really cool. You know, I really do want to try to push this hierarchy message out into the public. And, you know, I'm open to suggestions from people. If you have suggestions, please, I'm always open for constructive criticism. So, or any other kind for that matter. but yeah, I welcome the feedback. So, the most popular items from the Amazon store are still there. And there's brand new new things on there too. So, yeah, check it out, okay? Cool. It was a busy day on the website. I did a lot of writing today, both on the website and then outside the website. Now, I guess I had three major posts today, you know, outside of porn, which I'm constantly putting porn on the site. You know, the first post this morning was about Michael, the faggot who's been servicing all the alphas in his apartment complex. I mean, I don't know if you've been keeping track of this story, but it is one of the most remarkable tales of a faggot really fulfilling its purpose in this world. He's brave, and he's forthright, and he is he's responsible. He makes it a major feature of his life, the service to alphas, and he does it the right way. And so, of course, as the story has been going along here, Michael had this the brother of that first alpha that Michael blew in the apartment building. His younger brother, the 18-year-old alpha, his name's Eric, moved in to Michael's apartment and basically took it over. This is what alphas do, okay? I mean, they just go in and say, I'm the king, you know? And quickly, you know, this alpha Eric took over Michael's bed, Michael's sleeping on the floor in his own apartment, Michael's, you know, cooking for him and getting his clothes ready and everything else, and leaving the apartment while Eric fucks girls in the apartment all night. And so, but this update for that came in today, Michael, I kind of said that I thought that Eric, Alpha Eric, was going to start using Michael for oral sex, you know. And that happened, okay. And now, when Eric wakes up in the morning, he's got a hard on morning wood, and so he calls Michael in to suck him off before he goes running. It's just a total alpha move, you know. He doesn't call Michael by his name anymore; it's faggot or boy. So, it's quickly become very natural for him. So I do encourage you that you read that article. Honestly, you should be reading all the articles, okay? Like, I work really hard on this, and it's all true stuff, and it's all beneficial for anybody that's interested in hierarchy. And so I don't know why there's always new stuff on the website every day. So why aren't you going there every day? Actually, a lot of you are coming here every day. Anyway, so the next article I really thought was very touching. I introduced two new people that shared their story with me. It's a married couple. The alpha is, his name is Wes, and the faggot is, his name is Nathan. Nathan's one that contacted me, and they didn't have, when they got married, they didn't have their roles, hierarchical roles, defined, particularly Nathan, who did not really realize that he was a faggot, even though Wes kind of indicated that he thought Nathan was a faggot. Nathan felt like that was demeaning, and so for a long time he rejected it. But he has recently come to accept that he is a faggot. And his alpha, Wes, put him in chastity and is basically using him now as a faggot. They're still married, okay, but it's an alpha faggot marriage instead of just a regular marriage. And if you read in the post, I've quoted what Nathan had to say, and you can tell, you can just hear in his words that he's fulfilled, you know. And I mean, aren't we all just looking to be fulfilled or feel fulfilled in this life? Of course. And but like, it's amazing what the hierarchical design does when people acknowledge it and they live by it and take it seriously, what it does for them. there's this piece. I always talk about this piece, you know, and you can hear it in Nathan's words, that he is discovering peace through acknowledging that he's a faggot, you know. And again, this is a real thing, you know. This is what, like, people, I come across this sometimes where they're like, oh, you know, faghood is not real, or it's a psychological problem, or whatever. But no, it's not. It's just what, how we're born, you know. And it's nice that Nathan has come to accept that. What I really wanted to talk about, though, today was the third article that I posted a little while ago. It's about Master Dylan cunting Pinky. Pinky is, of course, Master Dylan's third faggot. Pinky he's young. He's like 17 or something. And Pinky was kicked out of his house by his parents. And I'm sorry, Pinky's 18 now. He was kicked out of his house by his parents when they found out he was gay. And Master Dylan took him in, and, you know, he became Master Dylan's third faggot. Okay, live-in faggot. So, Master Dylan recently deflowered Pinky because Pinky was a virgin, and he cunted Pinky. But a couple of nights ago, they had kind of Master Dylan's instituted this rotation basis where each faggot gets their special days just with just the two of them, Master Dylan and the faggot, for like really focused breeding, okay? And Master Dylan got into a rut for, you know, a really powerful rut at one point. And Pinky had, I'm still kind of trying to figure out what I want to call this, but it's like a transcendent cunting. And I say this in the article, I've been cunted many times, okay? Like, I hate to say that. I mean, I don't know how many times, because I've lost count. So I guess I'm just a fucking whore. I don't really know. I don't really think I don't consider myself to be a whore, but it's happened a number of times, okay? Just leave it at that. And but I've never had a breakdown. Whenever I was cunted, it was I had a lot of the same symptoms, I guess you call it, as many of my brothers have experienced from cunting. You know, the kind of like involuntary shaking and it's like this kind of explosion inside you, like a pushing. I don't know. It's really hard to describe. But like you kind of, it feels so overwhelmingly good, but kind of like panicky almost. And so you kind of zone out. And you know, I've never passed out completely from it, but you feel like you're going to pass out. You know. At least I felt like I was going to pass out, but I don't think I ever lost consciousness. But several faggots have described becoming very emotional from specific cuntings, where like it seems like to me that there are common variables of let's say a faggot with a broken past or a troubled past, combined with an alpha who's a protector alpha, who's very available emotionally and is protective in that environment, I think. And then you have the cunting occur, and like the faggot feels like it can unload, let's say, all of its baggage and that it carries inside of itself. in that moment where it's out of control. You see what I'm saying? We all carry things around with us. But in a moment like cunting, where you lose control, basically, of your emotional gates, you know, and it all comes pouring out, that can be another level of overwhelming emotion, you know. And I mean, I'm just kind of playing armchair psychiatrist, because like I've never broke down and started crying, you know, from a cunting. You know, ordinarily I'm like, you know, like I want it again. Let's you know, I'm like a cat, and I say this in the article, I'm like a cat that's been scratched, right? And so it's like, you know, rubbing all over the place and it wants more. That's kind of how my feeling toward cunting has been. Like these faggots, you know, Pinky broke down and wept, you know, for quite a bit, and Master Dylan had to hold him and comfort him. And Cody, a year ago, Cody wrote his experience, which I published on the website, where he described the same kind of thing. And I've heard other faggots say that they have wept and become very emotional when they've been cunted. I think in the article, I describe it like when you drill for oil, you know, you drill down into the earth and you drill all the way down until you reach the reservoir of oil that's buried way down deep underneath the earth. And when you puncture that casing where the reservoir sits, there's so much pressure built there that the oil comes gushing up through the shaft that was dug out and bursts out, you know, explosively. And that's kind of what this level of cunting seems to be, is like the man is fucking so relentlessly and so focused, you know. It's such a focused fuck, you know, that he punctures even through the second ring and into the faggot's soul, basically. It's like he hits that final reservoir inside the faggot where that pressurized emotion's hidden, and it comes bursting out, you know. Yeah, it's just a different level of cunting, you know. I honestly, when I heard the story, the thing that really impressed me about it was Master Dylan. Like, I don't really know how to describe my original impressions of Master Dylan, but he seemed very rough around the edges. He seemed like somebody that would be like a rapey kind of fuck, and like be really could be really cruel, maybe even. He just seemed really rough around the edges, you know. But he has been really, really mind blowing. The way he tenderly took care of Pinky after this episode, you know, a lot of men would be freaked out seeing a faggot start crying and like become, you know, very, very emotional after a cunting. A lot of men would be like, hey, what the hell's going on here? But Master Dylan didn't do that. You know, he stood by his faggot, and he was there to apply aftercare, you know. And so many alphas miss that, you know. I don't know if they don't think it's their responsibility, or I don't, you know, what the deal is there. But he views it as his responsibility. I know Master Nick is the same way. And I just, these alphas are these kinds of alphas are the kind of alphas that you want to serve. You know, these alphas, they're going to take what they want from you, and they're going to expect you to worship them and serve them. Okay, don't make any mistake. But they're men, and they are there for the brokenhearted, those who put their trust in them, and they're to be commended, you know, for sure. So, I will say that any alpha who doesn't want to cunt their faggots or take that time, you're really missing out on one of the great, glorious things about ownership of a faggot. You know, just like faggots, I've said this a million times, faggots are like faithful dogs, you know. And you think about a man and his dog. I mean, a man and his dog, that relationship, that give and take there, is as rewarding as any human relationship he might have. Maybe even more so in some respects, you know. He owns that dog, and that dog loves him unconditionally, and it's a perfect symbiotic relationship. Well, a man and his faggot is the same thing. And I think any man that fails to take that aspect of it seriously, you're really missing out on the true depth and breadth of being an alpha, of being that type of man, you know. I mean, maybe I'm just speaking as a faggot, you know, that's what I think, but I've seen men transformed by the proper ownership of faggots. Master Nick is one of them, okay, for sure. So, and Master Dylan, I think, too. I mean, like I said, this was not my impression going in with him, but he has changed or something, or my perception of him has definitely changed. So anyway, I think alphas out there should think about that, because you're missing out if you're not really investing the time and you know, the energy and the thoughtfulness to own a faggot and keep it as your property, you know. Anyway, well, this is the Hierarchy Podcast for tonight. I've pumped out a lot of content tonight, so hey, and it's all for free, right? I'd like to thank all of our Patreon subscribers. We had two new ones come on board, and I appreciate everybody, their support. And as always, you can contact me at one of the various ways to contact me. All of my contact information is on the sticky post on the front of the website, fagsworshipalphas.com. So anyway, that's all I got for tonight. I think I'm going to go to bed so I can bury my friend tomorrow. Thanks a lot for listening, and I will talk to you soon, okay? Love you. Bye.